RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
If you've ever been trying to get pregnant, you know how stressful just that situation is. And when you postpone pregnancy for education and careers and travel and all of these things, and then we hear that little biological clock ticking, the stress level seems to rise even just a little bit more from that. My guest today is Dr. Chloe Carmichael. She's a licensed clinical psychologist and runs a successful private practice. She's known as Dr. Chloe. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chloe. So tell us about fertility. What role does stress play in our ability to conceive?
Well, Melanie, thank you so much for having me on the show. You're absolutely correct there that certainly stress and fertility are absolutely tied, and it can get a little tricky sometimes because if a person is actually stressed about their fertility and then their stress is compromising their fertility, I'm sure you can see where that starts to go.
Well, it does. It definitely does. And we know that stress releases cortisol and these sort of negative hormones that impact so much of our life and cause inflammatory conditions and all of this other stuff. So when I was trying to get pregnant, Dr. Chloe, and I was 36 the first time and 38 the second, my doctor said, relax, have a lot of sex and just relax. You're getting too worked up. So I know this feeling because then it builds on itself. It's like a vicious cycle.
Absolutely, it does. And so that's why one of the tips that I share with couples is to have a game plan, because a lot of the stress sometimes is actually just thinking, well, what should I do? Should we go see a doctor? Should we not see a doctor? And trying to make it up as you go along can actually be very stressful. So I encourage couples to maybe just make a timeline and say, okay, we're going to try naturally for 6 months. And then even at that time in advance, make an appointment with your fertility specialist 6 months from that day so that you have something on the books as an insurance policy, and that helps you to just relax and forget about it for the next 6 months and, like you said, have a lot of sex and just try to enjoy the process.
Well, and then that stress, and you think of the plan that you're discussing, and then the stress is going on and you're trying not to let it get to you, but then you think of what am I going to do if I do have to go through fertility, and that adds a whole new stress level right there, because they say fertility and IVF are very expensive treatments. Insurance only covers 3 tries and this and that. So how do you deal with the stress of the financial situations, and what do you see as the cost prohibitive situation for most couples in fertility treatments?
You're exactly right. The cost of IVF is prohibitive, and that's why, again, having a game plan can be really helpful. So, for example, if you know that, say, 6 or 8 months from now, if you're not pregnant, then you'll start thinking about IVF, that actually really helps you to focus during the 6 months that you do have to use methods that are free or very low cost, like, for example, focusing on your fertile window, making sure that during your fertile window, you and your husband time yourselves to have sex, taking your supplements, trying acupuncture, seeing a nutritionist, staying fit, so that you'll really focus yourself to set yourself up for success during those 6 or 8 months or whatever your trial timeline is.
What do you think about the advent of some new pills like the female Viagra, which really isn't Viagra anyway, but, you know, some of the new products that are out there for women to help us get in the mood a little bit more for some of this?
Sure. Well, a lot of times I actually see women that are more than in the mood, and the problem isn't that they're not having sex. If a couple's not having sex, then maybe the female Viagra could help, but a lot of times there's actually nothing wrong with the couple's sex drive. It's just that maybe they're not having sex at the right time of the month, or there's other, you know, fitness issues. And so I like to try to help couples to focus on what they can do to increase their chances of fertility.
What do you think the age range is? I told you I was 36. Now, I was lucky. I come from a big family, and I got pregnant pretty quick after I started relaxing, and with my second child pretty much immediately. But 36 and 38 are pretty late to be starting. Mm-hmm. What do you tell people is sort of the perfect age range?
Mm-hmm. Well, as you said, Melanie, I mean, I'm sure you're a very fit person because you're a training expert. But certainly the chronological age is important. The physical fitness of the woman is important. But for example, if you wanted to have, say, 2 children and you wanted a 90% chance of doing it without IVF, doctors say that you should start on or before age 27.
Ooh. Wow, that is young, because really, Dr. Chloe, you think about it, the 27-year-olds now, or the millennials as they're called, I might be wrong on that, God, they don't seem interested in having kids. They're advancing their career after 3 days, and they're texting everybody,
right.
And they're busy, and it doesn't seem like, that seems awfully young to me.
They're practically still kids themselves at that age, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now that couples are, because of educational goals or economic situations or even just waiting longer to take their time and choose a partner, they are starting later. And so that's why it's actually becoming something that I try to encourage the couples to actually bridge together about and think about as something that they're doing together as a team. I think all of the issues that you face as a couple are going to go more smoothly and less stressfully when the couple can sync up together and take it on as a couple.
And what about all of the other things we've got going on in life? So we've got the stress of getting pregnant and the worry about, oh my God, what if I do get pregnant? Then I'm going to have a baby, and planning for that and all of these other things. So how is that emotional and psychological aspect of all of the rest of life, finances, worrying about having a baby and the finances involved, does that all affect our fertility and even our desire to want to have a baby or want to have sex?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, there's so many pieces of even just trying to get pregnant. You know, as I said, paying attention to your fertile window or taking your supplements, you know, or even thinking about how to keep it all romantic on top of that and keeping
it fun. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, and I mean, actually, for the woman especially, if she's the only one tracking her ovulation, then it can actually feel really unsexy for her sometimes to have to always be the pursuer when she knows that it's her fertile window, and so she has to call her husband and say it's time to have sex. That can be fun and sexy to do a few times, but once it gets to be, you know, every single month, you know, at that time, then you're chasing your husband around, it can feel a little difficult. So there's actually some new apps and things that help couples to track their fertility together. So the man, for example, will get a little push reminder when his wife is ovulating, and it's like a little push that
that's
will
hilarious.
Say, yes, and it tells the man, hey, it's a good time to take your wife out to dinner tonight. And that puts the romance back into it, and it helps the woman to not feel like it's all on her.
And like it's just all about, you know, getting down and dirty and trying to make a baby, as opposed to, as you say, the romance. Because we women, sex usually, for the most part, means a little more to us than it sometimes does for the man. And so we just want something more to be from it. And we want to know that if we're making a baby with this, that it was an enjoyable experience for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. An experience out of our couplehood.
Well, that's true. Now, in just the last minute, Dr. Chloe, your best advice for people listening that are thinking about having a baby, starting to think about all their fertility options out there, but they're worried and they're concerned and they're stressed out and they're still trying to make a baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would encourage them to sit down together as a couple, think about their options, create a timeline together so that they can talk about the stages and how they feel about them together in advance instead of waiting until time just goes by. Absolutely, if you are over 30, just visit your doctor, get your FSH levels checked, make sure you're ovulating normally so that you can just really relax and enjoy the process. I also, as you said, couples are so busy, I actually encourage them to, you know, maybe use an app. There's one I like. It's called the Fruitful app. And that one is the one I was talking about that makes it romantic and gives the man little reminders and reminds you when to take your supplements and reminds you when you're fertile and all that other stuff.
And making it a little bit romantic, that's great. Look up some of those apps. That's excellent advice. So if you're thinking of having a baby, well, what better time than now? You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.